Connie.
Mama.
Hi.
Okay, if it's not all bad, good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I was a little bit late, so I was worried one of my clocks is off like 7 minutes. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, he's a little late because it's 4 minutes into the time, so he might have been waiting to hear what beep.
I thought I was right on time until I looked at the microwave. I go, oh, my goodness.
It goes by fast.
So what's the weather where you are?
Oh, kind of looks muggy. It's a little bit chilly. No sun right now, but, you know, not really bad. At least no rain.
Grandola.
Connie.
Hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Connie's on, and me and you.
Okay.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chemin Ka. Gimel Yutasadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Ivavat Sham Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Tzaditaf Gimel. Hasim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Et kuf bet tet nunayim. Yachid geeh lamcha penei zokre kedushata. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodeyata luvot. Shin kufavt. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this particular creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed be'emet notze chesed la'alavim notze awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from this week's parasha of Yitro. The verse comes from the Sulam commentary. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkimte bidhilu erchimu udhilu udhilu erchimu. Leachta, Leshem, Yudhei Bavapeh, Beyehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu Kananehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tane Nan Bekucha Perichu Koma Deaved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot Belaylach Mila Bialma Devae Barnash Vedach yaleya mineya ulanhaga Beya kalana dehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikola isteri Be alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying one of the verses from the Tanakh that connect to both energies. Today, we will study Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. This is a verse that was read in the previous parasha in Beshalach. Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai yohe wahe yohe dawanu heyo. Mi kamocha nedar bakodesh no. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami leYisrael untati bushakan tachta willo yergaz od willo yosifu bnei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. And we will utilize a tool to say each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame meheshi la la he aka aka heta. Hezayo alada la awahe heya yoza la me behe he reyo he kome la awaka la yo la wawa pehe la nula fa yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he heya a. Yo re ta shi ahe, re yo yo awame, la ka be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da, anu yo he ame, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo. La shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he. yo. Dame be me nuko ayo ah hey be wa rea hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa be. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey. Anu a kameta, he he yo, anu da la he wa he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo, he me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he, he he wa, nu yo he, he shi a, yo re ta, shi a he, re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he che ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he wa pe yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim left this day, the 14th day of Shabbat. Rabbi Arya Moshe Eliyahu ben Rabbi Shmuel Kaplan. Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua Falk Katz. Rabbi Yechiel Danziger, Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, it's a very well-known modern rabbi, very much involved in popularizing the Kabbalah. Rabbi Aaron Aryeh Leib Lefer, known as the Nadvorner Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar Hendelis. Tonight is the 15th day of Shabbat, Tu B'Shvat, which is the new year of the trees. Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Margulis. Rabbi Gedaliah Aaron Rabinowitz. Rabbi Raphael Shlomo Lionaido, Rabbi Baruch Kunstadt, will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey, Yosod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Yo ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yo hi. Yi ahini wu yo hi. Ye ahini we yo he. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ah. Ni we yo. Ye ah. Ni we yo. Ye ah. Ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, hear me way, yo, hey. Yeah, hear me way, yo, hey. Bina. Yeah, hey, hey. Yeah, hey, me, way, yo, hey. Yeah, hey, me, way, yo, hey. Hakma. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Keter. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Yeah, honey, way, yo, ha. Yesterday, Broach. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi ha-donai yo-he-wa-he. Yo-ah-he da-wa-nu-he-yo. Elohecha. Asher ho-tse-chicha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mi beit avadim, lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim, al panai lo titase lecha, pesel wakal temuna, asher bashamayim mimal, washer baaretz mitachat, Washer b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachawe lachem v'lo ta'avdem ki anochi Adonai yohei wahei yohei da'wanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo Elohecha al kana poked awon avot al banim al shileshim we al ribeim leshonai we ose chesed la lafim la havai ushomre Mitzvotai, lo tisai et shem Adonai yohei wahei, yohei da'wanu heyo, Elohecha, la'ashav ki lo yinake, Adonai yohei wahei, yohei da'wanu heyo, et asher yisa, Et shemol ha-shav, zachor et yom ha-shabbat, lekad shoshet yamim, tavod v'asita kol melachtecha, v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat l'adonai, yo hei wa hei, yo ahei da wanu hei yo, Elohecha, lo taseh kol melacha, ata uvincha, uvitecha, avdecha v'amatcha, uvhemtecha, v'gercha asher, v'sharecha, k'sheshet yamim, asa Adonai, yohei wahei, Yoahe dawanu heyo et hashamayim v'et haaretz et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'yanach b'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Adonai yohei wahei Yoahe dawanu heyo et yom hashabbat. Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha l'man ya'arikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Adonai yohei wahei yohei da'wanu heyo Elohecha noten lach Lo tinsa, lo tina, lo tigno, lo ta'ane bereacha, en shakir, lo tachmot, beit reecha, lo tachmot eshet reecha, v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher l'reecha. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Eloheinu, Hashem Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto, Leolam Waed. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto, Leolam Waed. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto, Leolam Waed. The abridged Kaddish, which is a tool we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today. Id Gadol V'id Kadash Shemei Rabba. And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viyam lich malchute b'chayecho nuviyomecho uvechaye yitbarach v'ishtabach. Dekol bit Yisrael ba'agala uvizman kariv. Vid parak v'yishtabak, vid par, vid romam, vid nase, vid tadar, vid tale, vid talal, shemei dekucha, ve'ela min kol birkata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, da'amiran b'alma, yehei shlama rabba min shamaya. V'hayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom v'imromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class is preparing ourselves for tonight, for the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. You will find the handout on the unique astrological times link. When the landing page opens up, scroll down almost to the middle, or maybe just slightly past the middle, where you'll find the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. And there are the first two links. One is the blessing of the trees, and one is the Kabbalistic Tu B'Shvat. And we will be studying the Kabbalistic Tu B'Shvat initially. And if we have times, we will learn about the blessing of the trees, which is something that is done once a year, but it can be done early in the year or later in the year. If it's done earlier in the year, it's done in the month of Nisan. If it's later in the year, it's done around the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. But let us start with the Kabbalistic Tu B'Shvat. What is its significance and how is the Seder observed? An essay by Rabbi Ariel Bar Sadok. We'll start with the L'Shem Yehud, since we have grounded the energy of our previous L'Shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkintei Bidkilu Urkibu Utkilu Utkilu Urkibu Liachta L'Shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunehu. According to the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shabbat, is called the New Year for trees. The number 15 is written with the two Hebrew letters Tet and Vav, and thus pronounced two. According to the Kabbalah, there is great significance to this day. Indeed, an entire Seder of fruits and vegetables is prepared for the great tikkun, the correction, the rectification, which this day manifests. On Rosh Hashanah, in Tishrei, whatever amount of sustenance that any living thing is to receive is ordained on this day. Yet the manifestation of this divine portion, the Shefa, manifests at different times of the year as arranged by the divine plan. I am adding, this is due to the need for people to continually reach out to Hashem during the year and not just on the high holidays. The 15th of Shvat is the exact middle of the winter. 6 weeks after the first of Tevet, the beginning of winter, and 6 weeks before Nisan, the beginning of spring. However, in a leap year, the 15th of Shabbat falls 6 weeks before Adar and 6 weeks before Adar Bet on a leap year. This current year of 5780 is not a leap year. Tu B'Shvat is a day of the resurrection for plant life. During the winter months, the plant kingdom lies dormant in the frozen earth, awaiting springtime to again send forth its seeds and to blossom upon the earth. Yet, as we know, no manner of life and growth can come forth below without first receiving its spiritual counterpart of nourishment from above. Tu B'Shvat, the 15th, the full moon of Shabbat, is the day when the spiritual influx is given over into the plant kingdom. On this day, they receive spiritual nourishment that enables them to awaken and properly perform their service to creation once spring arrives. Thus, this day is the new year for the plant kingdom, called in Hebrew ilanot, for trees, yet is applicable to the whole of that plant kingdom. In celebration of this divine gift of sustenance and providence, we celebrate by arranging the entire Seder of fruits and vegetables. By eating these things and by reciting the appropriate blessings over them, we are offering Shefa, returning light, or Hozer, Mayim Nukvim, female waters, to heaven in appreciation for all that is given to us. Or Hozer is returning light, and Mayim Nukvim is female waters, are Kabbalistic terms that refer to human actions that draw Shefa. By doing this act, we thereby increase the amount of abundance, the Shefa that God provides to the plant kingdom. Thus, by blessing God, we reap the benefit of an expanded harvest, both physically and spiritually. I am adding, spiritual is the cause, and I would have said it first in the paragraph above. There are various different traditions as to how many fruits and vegetables should be eaten. One tradition holds that one partake of only the seven fruits of the land of Israel. The Shulchan Aruch outlines what these are and the specific order in which their blessings are recited. This tradition, however, is only according to the Peshat, the simple level. There are two other traditions which are based on the Kabbalah and found in many sources, most in the name of Rabbi Chaim Vital. Both involve a Seder of either 15 or 30 fruits and vegetables, which are eaten alongside of specific readings from the Tanakh, from the Mishnah, and from the Zohar. Sefer Nitei Gavriel on Tu Bishvat documents in full the order of the 15 in the name of Maharam Hagiz in his work Birkat Eliyahu. The fruits and vegetables are divided into three different classes: those emanating from Briah, those emanating from Yetzirah, and those emanating from Asiya. Baryatic fruits and vegetables are eaten together with their peels, the klipot, which are normally considered unclean by the Kabbalists, but not at this high level. Yetzirotic fruits and vegetables have their klipah inside them, the pit, which is disposed of. And Asiatic fruits and vegetables have their klipot on the outside and are removed and disposed of. The following order of the fruits and vegetables is my interpretation of the order outlined by Rabbi Hagiz. The five baryatic fruits and vegetables are figs, grapes, red apples, pears, and quinces. The five yetzirotic fruits and vegetables are dates, olives, berries, blueberries, or any other kind of berries, cherries, azaroles, or crab apples. I am not sure how crab apples fit into the yetzirotic formula. Maybe the seed core is considered its klipah. In such a case, it is possible that a green apple, like Granny Smith, might be used for this selection. The five Asiatic fruits and vegetables are pomegranates, almonds, hazelnuts, peanuts, and walnuts. Both peanuts and walnuts are my own choices. It appears that any similar type of fruit, vegetable, or nut with a hard outer shell, which is to be broken and disposed of, meets the criteria. The eating of these tree-borne fruits and vegetables with their appropriate blessings before and after is considered a tikkun, a rectification, for Adam's eating of the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. There are five selections representing each world, most likely corresponding to the five levels of soul: the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, and the yechidah, that emanate from each one of them. There are no correlations of fruits and vegetables to the world of atzilut for two reasons. The first is that there is no klipot to speak of when there are in the world of atzilut. And secondly, the world of atzilut is the source of the shefa, the divine influx. Atzilut is referred to as the creator, the giver. The lower three worlds are referred to as the creation, the receivers. Tu Bishvat is a special occasion of spiritual rebirth. May it be God's will that we keep this in mind. There is a link to the original Seder, which is a book called the Prietz Hadar. We are going to now connect to the first link on the unique astrological times in the section of Tu Bishvat, and that of the blessing of the trees. I've chosen this year not to go into the detail of the Seder itself. What we've just received from Rabbi Bar Sadak is a very brief summary. And I do highly recommend that people do participate in Seders for Tu Bishvat. The annual mitzvah of blessing fruit trees in the month of Nisan. The reason it's done in the month of Nisan is that's the first opportunity in the new year after the spring has bloomed. The new month of Nisan begins the Shabbat, but obviously we're a few months from that. And with it, our tradition to bless fruit trees that are in bloom. That is the criteria. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, which has blossoming trees, you can rely on a Rav Ariel Bar Sadak of Kosher Torah, who holds that you can say the blessing on two fruit trees that grow in a conservatory. I am adding, make sure you see two different trees that are in bloom. It is preferable to see two different species of trees in bloom. Can you answer the question as to why you need to see two trees? According to the Ben Ish Chai, a Kabbalist and the leader of the Jewish community of Baghdad, a century ago, seeing the blooming of the tree teaches us an important lesson. When we see how the tree, which during the winter was dry and withered, and is now in full bloom, we are revitalized. When we watch the transformation of nature, we gain the courage and inspiration to lift out of our despair. And it reminds us that God has given us these tools to renew ourselves, not just the trees. Based on Kabbalist Rabbi Yerachimel Tiles of Kabbalah Online, who writes that this blessing has special significance. According to the Arizal, when Jews make this blessing, they are able to redeem souls who have been reincarnated into the vegetable realm, making it possible for them to continue or complete their tikkun, their soul rectification. It should therefore be said with intense concentration and kavanah. I am adding, This is similar to the teaching regarding chewing challah at least 100 times on Shabbat during the month of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz. As these are the months which supports the movement of souls between the vegetable and the animal kingdoms. Remember, not all months are equal. Rabbi Abraham writes that reciting this blessing means doing a very great act of chesed, of kindness, with the whole of Israel. For all of Israel are one, all our souls that were, are, and will become from the same place, from under the throne of glory of God. They are interlinked beyond the physical limits of body, time, and space, as we know them. Just as the neshamot of the departed can intercede on our behalf upstairs, so should we help these souls who cannot be elevated without our help. I am adding, who knows, you might even owe or cleanse a tikkun relationship with the soul you are elevating. Also, it is desirable to follow the blessing with a donation of 3 coins to tzedakah or truma, corresponding to the 3 soul levels of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The Ben Ish Chai recommends giving 4 coins for the elevation of the soul of one's departed parents. This is based on the 4 letters of the name Havaya, Yud Hey Vav Hey. The following Zohar indicates how Nisan is an opportune time to assist these wandering souls. The Sulam commentary on the Zohar in Balak. And Balak saw, Rabbi Eleazar said, certainly what Rabbi Chiya said, it is a concealed matter. However, it is written, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself. Did King David then say this was about a simple bird? It is only we are taught, how beloved are the souls to the Holy One, blessed be He. If you say all the souls in the world, it is not so. It is only the souls of the righteous whose dwellings are with Him. Their dwellings are above and their dwellings are below, as we were taught. Even the sparrow has found a home, refers to the spirits of the just. We were taught that there are 3 outer walls to the Garden of Eden. Between each one of them, many spirits and souls walk leisurely there and derive pleasure from the fragrance enjoyed by the righteous that are inside the Garden of Eden, although they themselves did not earn these merits to enter. However, it is written of the enjoyable pleasure of the just that are inside. Neither has the eye seen that God beside you. There are designated days during the year, which are the days of Nisan and Tishrei, when these spirits wander and visit the place they should. Even though there are lots of occasions when they wander, these days are marked and are visible on the outer walls of the garden, each one individually in a depiction of chirping birds, regularly each morning. That chirping is praise to the Holy One, blessed be He, and a prayer about the lives of the human beings in this world, because in these days the children of Israel are busily involved in the precepts and the mitzvot of the Master of the world. Then these birds appear to be chirping happily, and they chirp and whisper praises and gratitudes and pray for the living of this world on the walls at the Garden of Eden. Rabbi Shimon said, Eleazar, you certainly spoke well, since these spirits are definitely there. But what would you say? And the swallow, the drawer, a nest for herself. He said, this is what I was taught. That refers to the holy soul that rises above and descends and ascends to a hidden and stored area where neither has the eye seen that God beside you. Before the blessing, it is good to say the following psalm. chapter 29. A psalm of David, ascribe to Hashem, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Hashem glory and strength. Ascribe unto Hashem the glory due unto his name. Worship Hashem in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Hashem is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders, even Hashem upon many waters. The voice of Hashem is powerful. The voice of Hashem is full of majesty. The voice of Hashem breaks the cedars. Hashem breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Hashem hews out flames of fire. The voice of Hashem shakes the wilderness. Hashem shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Hashem makes the hind hinds to calve and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory. Hashem sat enthroned at the flood. Hashem sits as king forever. Hashem will give strength unto his people. Hashem will bless his people with peace. We are told that upon seeing the fruit trees in bloom during the spring, we may say this blessing, but only once per year, with joy and concentration. And I am adding, we must see at least two fruit trees in bloom. You can see the Hebrew blessing, which I do not want to say because I'm not saying the blessing for real. But the English translation, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in his universe, and he created in it good creatures and good trees to cause mankind pleasure with them. This completes our class today. Are there any questions? There are many items in what I just read that need to be contemplated, and a good time to do so is on to Bishvat. At 3 o'clock today, we will have our continuing our teachings of the advanced reincarnation classes. Monday, we will have two classes, one at 4:30 Pacific time, which is we'll be continuing our advanced reincarnation study, our advanced deep Zohar class on the Parsha of Vayera. And at 7 o'clock, we'll be teaching an essay by the Ari on the Parasha of Yitro. Are there any questions? With no questions, I will bid you all a beautiful afternoon. And have a beautiful week. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Shabbat Shalom. Shavua Tov.